I'm in such a foul mood this morning. I was in a great mood up until 10 minutes ago, and now I'm in a foul mood because of the idiot numbskull security guard downstairs in this building.
He's narked you, hasn't he?
Who just called me back and told me off for him being crap at his job. I'm so mad. We go outside, right? Reese and I, our lovely Dr. Reese, our executive producer, because you can't smoke in this building anyway. You can't smoke anywhere in New York, you know, because you might get killed. Forget all the fog and the smog and all the stuff and the hot dogs and the hamburgers and the people who shoot you. But apparently, smoking's bad for you. So anyway, so we go outside for a cigarette and we walk past the security guard, who's one of these security guards who's like one old boy. This will be roughly his last job. You know what I mean? One of them. So we go outside. He goes, "Good night." I said, "Oh, well, see you in a few minutes. Just going for a cigarette." Go outside for a cigarette. Come back in, and he's talking to some other people, so we kind of walk by him. He doesn't say anything. We go to the security gate to get in, and it doesn't open, and he calls us back. "Come here, come here. What's your problem? Come here." "What? Don't walk past me and don't ignore me when I have my supervisor here, blah blah blah." And I'm, "Whoa, what are you on about?" No, he starts telling me off, and I'm like, "Don't talk to me like that. Who the hell do you think you are? Just because you're doing your job badly and you need to see our passes and your supervisor's there, then therefore you've been told off. Now you're embarrassed, you're telling me off. Don't talk to me like that, blah blah." And I'm really angry, and I'm, you know when you get so angry with someone, you're shaking. And then eventually I'm like, you know, and he's going, "No, listen to me blah 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 blah." And I went, "Okay, hang on a second, you didn't even ask to see our passes." "Well, you listen to me now I'm talking. You didn't ask to see our passes. Just because you've made a mistake, don't take it out on me, blah 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 blah." And the other security guard comes up and goes, "It's all right, it's okay, I'm sorry about this, let me walk you through." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, man, but he's just got me so..." "It's okay, it's all right, no.
He has no idea what
I'm getting in the lift, and I'm absolutely shaking. My hands are really, really shaking. And I turn around and Reese, and I'm like, "Can you believe that?" And he goes, "Yeah, yeah. But did you see who walked by during it? Some fella used to be in a band." I thought the reason Reese was being quiet was because maybe he was impressed at the way I was handling the situation. No, completely oblivious. There was somebody from a band who's now an actor that he recognised that I've never heard of.
What, 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, literally. "Can you believe that, Reese?" He goes, "Yeah, I know. So and so from the New York Dolls." Or whatever, what band was it?
Yeah, David Johansen from the New York Dolls.
Wow, David Johansen, ladies and gentlemen. And forget the fact that I'm getting told off by some guy from. Where is he from?
British Guyana.
Forget that I'm getting told off by this old midget dude. But look, David Guana's just walked by.
And did he have to do a retina scan and give a stool sample?
No, he just walked straight by. Not a problem, sir. Good night, David. Have a lovely evening.
Maybe it's just...
Love to the wife and kids.
It's just us, isn't it?
They hate us already. We've only done one show. I'm sure... Dominic can tell I'm that. I think Dominic always knows when I'm in a bad mood.
Do you need a hug?
Monday, Tuesday, happy days. Come on, in with a good, out with a bad.
Seriously, I want to drag his ass up to the 36th floor and then chuck him out the window. But apparently that may be illegal in this country.
Apparently.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm calm now, Dominic.
Thank you.
And Carrie, I'm calm.
Deep breath. Are they getting all this in reception?
What?
Are they getting all this in reception?
Yeah, but they will, but not for another 5 hours. So we're all right. We'll be back at the hotel by then. I'm in the clear.
You don't get any of this with Billy in reception here, do you? Blimey.
No. Because, you know, he's asleep.
He's not, obviously. That was just...
Yeah. Me.
Morning, Billy! Oh, good morning, Dominic Byrne.
Good morning. How are you feeling now?
I'm all right, actually. I feel a little bit chilled, chilled.
Good.
But when we get here, the security's so tight here, you know, and we're not used to it, our place.
Dom?
Yeah?
It's no exaggeration to say that it is quicker to get into the United States than it is to get into the building at Sirius.
True.
Honestly.
I'll tell you something else as well. When you get here, without giving too much away, I don't want to give out all the security secrets. So you have to get past the guy downstairs, right?
Yeah.
And so we've come into this building now 3 or 4 times and seen 3 or 4 different security guards. Mm-hmm. So nothing helps you, right? Mm. And there's so many floors in this building that it's not like you go, "Oh, I'm here for this," and they go, "Oh yeah, the BBC guy." They haven't a clue. They really haven't a clue, and they're not particularly interested. The what you get at the most is this. "You're not on the system." That's it. "You're not on the system." Okay. Not like, nothing's showing here. Let me call up and see what I can... "You're not on the system."
That's like the American version of computer says no, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
You're not on the system. So then when you are on the system, after you've rung up and eventually got your name on the system, and then you can get in, and then they give you a pass, and they take your photo, so it goes on your photo ID pass, which is temporary, by the way, and runs out at midnight. If you get in at... if you go out for a cigarette at 5 to 12, then come back in, they won't let you back in.
What do you mean your photo runs out at midnight? You're not going to change from day to day, are you? What's that
because
mean?
Because the pass
give
runs
photo
out.
ID.
Oh,
Harry
I see.
Potter, you walk off.
You get a pass for the day.
The picture does change, though, depending on how good the skills of the photographer.
Do you know what? They don't warn you they're taking the photo either.
What they've got... Well, Alan...
So yeah, all angles in there.
Only you would care about that.
Really. I do care about that.
I haven't shaved in anything. What they do is they've got like a little webcam, right, which they have on a wire, and they hold it up and they take a picture of you, they capture a little photo of you, and it appears on this pass. Mm. And when we first came the other day, the guys kind of lined up going, just left, okay, just stay still. All right, lovely, got it. Tonight, right, I swear on my life, the pass I have to get into this building is from my nose upwards. I swear, what I'll do, I'll have to show it to
you. It's like a man peeking over a fence.
Yeah.
Can you stick it online?
We'll try, but I expect that I'll be walking down the corridor and these guys will turn up with guns and helicopters and sniffer dogs, and then all of a sudden I'll cover up the bottom half of my face. They'll go, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Miles, we didn't realise it was you. We weren't aware you had a mouth and a chin. I've got several chins, actually. But then you get here, and then this morning, Reese and I come in just after everybody else, and so you're in the building, get out of the lift on the floor where Sirius Radio is, and there's a big glass door, but we don't have a security thing to get in, and there's a desk for a security guard, but there's no security guard sitting there, obviously, because the security guard, I've now worked out, is in its own secret hiding place. And the reason we know this is, we're kind of standing there, so I have to ring Alan in the studio or whatever, and his phone's off, so I'm trying to get hold of someone else. All of a sudden, we hear, we're in a corridor, we just hear, what's your name? And I'm like, who the hell, what was that? Did I just hear that? What are your names? And there's no camera that you can see, there's no speaker that you can see, so Reese and I turn around randomly, like something out of The Prisoner, and go, Reese and Chris? Reese and Reese? And then 30 seconds later, you just say, open the door! Okay. Thank you! Randomly shouting to the ceiling, thank you!
Reese and Chris.
<That's hilarious. laughs> I don't know.
Tell them the best bit, how to open the door. My favourite part of that system.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. So if you're standing outside the door, you need a security fob like we have at work to get the door open. Whereas if you're already in the building, all you need to do is walk past the door and it opens. So Allard is loving it. You know, Allard doesn't need to. Allard's in and we're out. Allard doesn't need to. I've never said that before. Allard doesn't need to come and press a button or anything to let us in. All he has to do is walk under the sensor, you know, as if you're walking to the door, and it unlocks the door. Now, anybody else would just walk up to the door and open it. The sensor would unlock it, and by the time your hands got to the handle, you'd open it. Not Allard. Allard just walks up and sachets under the sensor and doesn't touch the door.
It's great.
It's just to go, look, I can let you in without touching the finger. Whoosh!
It's like Strictly Come Dancing.
He's done this 3 times now, and I can tell you it's getting extremely irritating. Apart from that, though, I'm in a great mood, though.
Excellent.